funny old word. A word for the ages, Mother said, pressing a thumb into another slab of butter, still conscientiously checking the resistance of each one. Process is process. Amen. The butter began to slide across the granite surface, riding along a streak of glistening dairy left by her previous efforts, eventually shooting forward, beyond the edge, then plopping into the bucket below. I peered over, seven scattered about the outside, four inside. Catching my expression, she smiled, sunshine momentarily radiating atop her wide shoulders, before the clouds would inevitably return. Nodding somberly, as was expected, I scattered a handful of oats from my right pocket over the bucket, before sprinkling a pinch of salt drawn from my left on each of the wayward ones. The bucket overflowed by the time the candle had burnt to a nub. Each success now liable to slide down the mound formed by its predecessors. All future attempts soon to be garnished only with salt. Let's take a moment, Mother said, rising from her stool. She carefully opened the dresser drawer, pulling out a fresh candle, trimming the base to a blunt point, warming it with the flickering flame of the other before pressing and twisting into the neck of the empty soda water bottle. Then, kissing the proud wick into the dying flame. Light successfully renewed. I crawled on all fours to the pantry, where the door was still ajar after the afternoon's baking, meaning I could reach into the thick darkness, feel around and retrieve a fresh bucket without being swamped by the dark abyss. Nighttime made the pantry an infinite space filled with every imaginable horror, the floor disintegrating soon after sunset, crossing the threshold, a tacit acceptance that you may not return. The old rope bridge is probably the most common combination of words uttered from my father's mouth. Justin, another lifer, 15 years older, so another generation to his sociologist mind, claims he used to only say rope bridge. Mother, when pressed on the subject, holds the calm indifference needed to sustain 25 plus years inside. A shrug, lips clasped together, eyes widening momentarily, fingernails pressing into her thumbs, face reddening, a clipped shriek, vomiting, incontinence, long walks and a close friend she seems a little overfamiliar with. So, anyway, whenever he says it, in whatever place or time period, we've never outwardly questioned it, or dismissed it for that matter. Though we've also never asked what it means, if it does have meaning. Is it a memory, euphemism, mantra, a verbal stim or tick? Normally, he says it, and maybe those around are irritated or indifferent, depending on the general mood or whatever's going on. And the world moves on. I think about it a lot more these days. Now it's one of the few things he ever says. Perhaps it's a mnemonic device, and he finds himself leapfrogging along with every utterance. A time machine enabling him to inhibit life as it unfolded whenever emitted. Vibrations capturing the setting, eventually returning him to its point of origin, before being dragged back to the present, a little more melancholic and dissatisfied. My eyes drift to the wall and the illuminated patch from the window. I'm impressed at the speed the sun moves through the sky. It seems to have done in an hour what it spends half a day doing at other times. It's January, and so can appear a little half-assed in its arc. A game of peep-po, rather than the magisterial victory route for the bringer and destroyer of life. Earth's oven.